Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Judge Juan Merchan has called out one of Donald Trump's lies. Here's Glenn with details.
So friends, it's not every day that a judge finds himself or herself in a position to expose a defendant who is in trial before that very judge, expose that defendant as a liar. But that's precisely what New York State Court Judge Juan Merchan just did, had to do to Donald Trump. So let's start here. In one of Donald Trump's recent hallway lies sessions, that's what I call them, when Donald Trump leaves the courtroom at the end of the day, steps out into the hallway, and begins spouting his lies into the public square. In one of Trump's recent hallway lies sessions, here's what Donald Trump said. And friends, I'm going to spare you having to listen to his voice. I'm just going to read what he said. When a reporter asked him if he was going to testify, he said, quote, "Well, I'm not allowed to testify. I'm under a gag order, I guess. I can't even testify." Really, Donald? Well, here's the new reporting about that. This from The Hill. Headline, judge in Trump's hush money case clarifies gag order doesn't prevent ex-president from testifying. And that article begins, the judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money trial has clarified that the gag order pertaining to the former president doesn't prohibit him from testifying on his own behalf. Judge Juan Merchan started the trial day Friday by making that clarification, apparently responding to comments the Republican former president made after court the day before. And here's what Politico reported about exactly what Judge Merchan said to Donald Trump after Trump made that absurd claim that the gag order means he can't testify in his own defense at his own trial. At the start of today's, Friday's, proceedings, Justice Juan Merchan instructed Donald Trump that the gag order doesn't prevent him from testifying at his criminal trial, correcting a comment Trump made Thursday. This quote from the judge. It came to my attention that there may be a misunderstanding about the gag order. Let's be clear, friends. There was no misunderstanding. This was Donald Trump lying, intentionally lying, knowingly lying, but Judge Merchan was soft pedaling it a bit. That's all my editorial edition. The article continues, quote, you have an absolute right to testify at trial if that's what you decide to do after consultation with your attorneys, Judge Merchan said, quote, it's a fundamental right that cannot be infringed upon. The order restricting extrajudicial statements does not prevent you from testifying in any way, the judge continued. In fact, As the name of the order indicates, it only applies to extrajudicial statements, meaning outside the courtroom. It does not apply to statements made from the witness stand. In the hallway outside the courtroom on Thursday, Trump told reporters, "Well, I'm not allowed to testify. I'm under a gag order. I guess I can't testify." He added, "I'm not allowed to testify because this judge is totally conflicted, has me under an unconstitutional gag order."
Coming up next, Glenn explains why Trump's attorney is failing in his duties. This is Justice Matters.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
As Donald Trump was lying to the press outside his courtroom about not being able to testify in court, his attorney stood quietly by. Should he have spoken up? Here's Glenn.
So friends, that's Donald Trump telling an obvious lie, being caught in his obvious lie, and having the judge expose his obvious lie. And friends, can I add one thing just by way of a footnote? While Donald Trump was in this particular hallway lies session, saying how the gag order prevents him from testifying at his own trial, his defense attorney, Todd Blanche, was standing right beside him, sort of smiling and sheepishly nodding his approval. You can watch the video for yourself. What he should have done was take his client aside and say, Mr. Trump, the gag order does not prevent you from testifying in your own defense at your own trial. Now, please continue your press conference. But he didn't do that. Instead, he just sort of quietly and tacitly encouraged the lie, just, yep, oh, kind of nodding along in apparent approval. In my opinion, that's not just despicable, but it's kind of an abdication of the responsibility of an attorney to zealously represent their client, you know, honestly and ethically represent their client. That's what the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution provides. Zealous, honest, ethical representation of your client. And that is not what you see Todd Blanche doing on that video clip of Donald Trump telling his hallway lies about how Judge Mershon has prohibited him from testifying in his own criminal trial. You know, represent Donald Trump, this abject criminal, somebody who tried to bring an end to American democracy and continues to try to bring an end to American democracy. This is the guy who just told Time magazine that if he loses in 2024, he will not rule out violence. But, you know, act the way a defense attorney is supposed to act. Abide by the Sixth Amendment right to counsel. Don't just endorse and encourage your client to lie about a judge's gag order, sending the signal to his supporters that the judge won't even let me testify in my own trial, you know, eroding and undermining the public's confidence in the criminal justice system. That's not something an attorney, a defense attorney, or any attorney should be quietly or tacitly complicit in. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.